This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, October 31st. God's word for you today is, Come Alive. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, and it says, For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. The first thing we need to pay attention to this year is, God is limitless. The second is, trust is a major key to ease. The third thing is, look inward and correct your own flaws. The fourth thing is, to expect supernatural interventions. And the fifth thing is, to be careful about what the experts say. The experts said that the television would fail on arrival because nobody will stare at a box. I guess they did not see Netflix coming. One of the greatest minds in physics and relativity is Albert Einstein. The E is equal to mc squared is such a powerful equation, but Albert Einstein said, there is not the slightest indication that nuclear energy will ever be obtainable. What was he drinking? I am sure he's kicking himself in his grave right now. Nuclear energy is everywhere. But if you hear something in physics that was said by Albert Einstein, you should be able to take it to the bank because he is like an emeritus. His word is law. I want to put it to you to watch what the experts are saying in any field that you are interested in and consider the other direction. I am not saying you must. I am saying consider the other direction by the Spirit of God. Be careful what the experts are saying. Some experts are saying that we do not need to fast anymore. There is a new revelation. There is no need for fasting and praying. Really? This is the New Testament. Really? Jesus taught us himself that some kinds will not go except by fasting and prayer. You must have heard the experts say, do not tithe anymore. They also tell us that there is no need to be in fellowship with believers anymore. So you can be on your bed and jump from one church service online to another. Sadly, the things that God has released to help people are actually destroying people. Be careful what the experts are saying, because certain stones are foundational stones. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. So as we continue in the remaining days of this year, your spirit must come alive. No one can do it for you. Your spirit must come alive. That is the source. You must know the place, that quiet place, that you withdraw from the world and you are there with God. Yes, you will pray and angels will work on your behalf. However, the link is your inner man. For everyone who desires to connect or reconnect with Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray God will reconnect your spirit to his spirit. God will breathe on you. As you have surrendered to God, God will be real to you and he will change your life. Let us pray. Father, I receive the grace to be limitless. I receive the power to give and receive love. I receive the grace to operate with ease. I will be limitless in all areas, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.